do you remember there being many accidents at Fieldings in your time?
I can think of one. I don't. Should I repeat this sort of thing, or
it's entirely up to you.
You can record it and decide afterwards whether you want to use it. When I was in the electrical department, we in hydraulic one, there were the pits, and there was very large presses being built in the pit, but they stuck up above the pit so high, some of them, that they nearly interfered with the overhead cranes, which were running along on tracks above. And sometimes the hook, there was a limit switch on the crane hook to prevent it going too high, which would it would then crash into the other pulley on the crane and obviously damage the whole lot and could be a right mess. But now and again, we had an override button, which was a length of cable you could plug in to the crane to bypass the limit switch, which stopped the vertical travel of the hook. And once again, quite often it was the apprentice's job to go up onto the crane to employ this switch to, so you could actually raise the hook and components hanging off it a bit higher. I remember once I had 1 foot on the overhead crane when the crane operator, again I won't mention her name, took off. So I had 1 foot and one hand on this overhead crane about 20 feet in the air, and all of a sudden it started moving, and I'd got the other foot on the ladder at the time. That was nearly an accident. But the one that comes to mind, I was actually up on the crane doing just this job once, and one of the pipe fitters was working at the top of a press below me, and he was using some sort of heat torch, and he actually set fire to his own hair. The smell that came up was quite something, and he managed to leap from the side, from the press, to the side of the pit, which was probably about 3 feet horizontally and about 8 feet vertically, and he just took this leap, and somebody managed to smother his hair. But actually, his hair grew back very densely. I don't know whether you call it singeing, but he really did singe his head. He was okay in the end, though. But things like that used to happen now and again, I think.
Was there a sort of nurses' department there at Fieldings?
Yeah, Nurse Edwards was the nurse. Well, I was there anyway. And she actually, thinking about it, she had a son called Neil, Neil Edwards, and he was in my intake. I'll never forget him taking me on a ride on his brand new Honda 250 once and scaring the living daylights out of me. But yeah, we had a nurse there, and she was kept quite busy, not with accidents, but people had a headache or, you know, cut their finger or whatever, they'd go along and talk to Nurse Edwards, yeah.